Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
ISIS in America, again and again, you know, from the dream and September the 28th that was given to Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, several others that we talked about in the segment, Prophetic Warning, ISIS is Coming to America, Rick Joyner and More to Come, Part 3. The Q&A from Rick Joyner. You can see that on the VFN Torch. I was just reading the title there for you. But right in the heartland, as a matter of, I want you to see this CBN segment here. And we're going to talk prophetically. It's not enough to know the news, but we need to know what to do with the news we know. And we're going to talk to you about some prophetic dreams that took place in the context of this. Because quite often you're hearing people say, oh, we can, you know, we're the strongest military. We can defeat anything. There's nothing to come against us. Unless God doesn't want us to win, unless God wants us, is dealing with us. Mm-hmm. I mean, Israel thought that when they ended up in Babylonian captivity. So, you know, we need to pay close attention. But Nineveh didn't, and they were worse off, or about the same, and they repented. They paid attention, understood, and then God just stopped this. And so take a look at this. This is right in our heartland. If you go back and look in the history of the VFN Torch, and hopefully there's some related links right here, when you hear about Islam in the world, Islam in America, and the different versions of radical Islam, which means they took the Quran and took it serious, and this, you know, that they're writing serious from Muhammad. And then, you know, this is some pretty serious stuff that is going on right here. And even John Stenberger has said himself in an interview that we had, or a part that he did in VFNU for us, was he was talking about the hope for America basically is a backslidden Muslim at that time.
That's,
you know, right?
Sad. Yeah.
Somebody that's not loyal to the Quran. And it's like, but what happens if somebody becomes loyal? And now we're calling those, you know, long rangers, you know, or radicals. And it's like, well, that's a person that became loyal, you know, no longer, you know, partially. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. We're going to give you some prophetic dreams that have taken place. It has to do with this. This is radicalizing our heartland, ISIS in America.
It's hard to imagine America's heartland as a breeding ground for terrorism. Yet when news emerged that two U.S. citizens had been killed in Syria fighting alongside ISIS, the path led back to, of all places, Minnesota. The two men were part of a growing number of young Muslims from Minneapolis and St. Paul who have answered the call of jihad. At least a dozen young Muslims from here in the Twin Cities have left their homes to travel to the Middle East and join ISIS. Some of them worshiped at this mosque in a quiet suburb of Minneapolis. An Egyptian-American man allegedly recruited young Somali Muslims from the Al-Farouk Mosque and helped send them to Syria. Mosque officials say they banned Amir Mashal earlier this year when they learned he was preaching jihad. The suspected terror recruiter remains at large.
Usually there's one principal person that is what I call the guide of the person that can take this person in this ideological state and guide them to Syria or wherever it might be.
Bob Fletcher is the former sheriff for Ramsey County, which includes the city of St. Paul. He now works with Somali leaders to battle radicalism in their Twin Cities community, which has seen dozens of young men travel overseas to join terrorist groups in recent years.
They need to procure travel documents. They need to raise money, usually somewhere in the area of $4,000 to $5,000, to help facilitate all the travel that takes place. And plus, they want to have money when they get there. And they need to make sure that someone is purchasing the tickets. That requires a credit card of some source to get to, and they need a driver and a facilitator to get them to the airport.
The recent deadly attacks against Canadian soldiers and the Canadian Parliament by ISIS sympathizers were another reminder of the chaos that just a handful of terrorists can cause on Western soil. It's estimated that as many as 3,000 Western passport holders from places like Canada, Britain, France, and the United States are fighting for the Islamic State. FBI Director James Comey and Attorney General Eric Holder both said recently that 12 Americans are fighting with ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Other Obama administration officials have said that at least 100 U.S. citizens overall have traveled to Syria to join terrorist groups. According to Democrat Congressman Tim Bishop, up to 40 of those American jihadists have already come home.
Those 40 are under FBI attention and surveillance, so they are known and they are being tracked by the FBI.
One suspected American the FBI is tracking starred in this recent ISIS propaganda video called Flames of War, where he executed Syrian troops.
We're here in the 17th Division military base just outside the city of Raqqa, and we're here with the soldiers of Bashar. You can see them now digging their own graves in the very place where they were stationed.
A major concern is that ISIS recruits will return to the United States and carry out attacks here. Fletcher says ISIS sympathizers on U.S. soil who have never traveled overseas but were self-radicalized at home may be the more immediate threat.
I think it's a far greater concern that people that are here and radicalized that haven't gone back might strike out against America.
Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News, Minneapolis.
And so, you know, what is the Lord saying? And that's the news. And that's pretty much, you know, what you hear quite often. This has happened, that's happened, this has happened. But with VFN TV, we like to talk about, you know, what's God saying about what's happening. And people are getting dreams. People are getting dreams. People mm-hmm. are getting visions. And God is sharing with us. He says, hear what my spirit says to the churches. You know, people who don't believe the Lord speaks, don't know him because he speaks. I mean, that's what he does, you know. But people, you know, quite often, if you're of English, you know, origin, people think, you know, God shows up. So how was your day?
Right.
Was this fine? You know, but you know, he speaks in visions and dreams. He mm-hmm. speaks in so many different ways. A picture is worth a thousand words. I mean, if he shows you a picture of something, just one picture of something, that just says so many different things. Mm-hmm. But if he just says two or three words, that just says two or three words, you know? And so God created everything. I mean, you mm-hmm. look at the earth and it just screams God exists, and that men are without excuse, and that we will be judged in the end. I mean, that's what it said just by looking at God's creation, is what he says in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, I believe. He says, because of just looking at his creation does that. And so, you know, God's speaking. And so what is he saying? Okay, this is what's happening. You know, and God can defeat any adversary on the earth. That's not an issue. But help! And mm-hmm. I'm falling in. Anyway, so the what he's saying about ISIS is that Ezekiel 33 verse 1, this is what the word of God says. It says, the word of the Lord has came to me. This is a prophet. This is somebody who's hearing what the Lord is saying. Son of man, speak to your people. So he's saying, speak to the people of God. This is not for the world. Say to them, when I bring a sword against a land, which you could say, hey, America's a land. Is it a land?
It is a land.
Is it a land?
Yes. Yeah. Is it I would say it is.
Yes. Thank you for keeping me floating. Is it a land? It's a land. And the people of the land choose one of their men and make them their watchmen. And so in other words, there's people, and you have to do this, by the way. You have to say, you know, who has God put in my life, you know, in the Lord to be a watchman in your life? I mean, you can even be a watchman, but you need a watchman in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a man who measures himself by himself is not wise.
That's right.
There's wisdom in a multitude of counsel. And so we need to hear what the watchman is saying. The interesting thing is there's a lot of watchmen right now. In VFN TV, in the daily radio program, specifically was launched to be a watchman, to be one of those trumpets. And we get back from the break, we're going to continue this and sharing with you what God is saying in regards to this radicalization of the heartlands of America, and some things about Dmitry Dudeman mm-hmm. and some words that have just come just recently. So we're reading it. What does this mean? You know, the ISIS in America, you know, the heartlands are being radicalized. We're reading from Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1. And he's quickly going through it again. He says, the word of the Lord came to me, the prophet, and that's Ezekiel. Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, when I, this is God, bring a sword. Isn't it interesting that the weapon of choice of the present adversary is an ancient thing called a sword, when you have so many other ways that death can come?
That's right.
I mean, there's so many ways, but it's like all the way back to the sword. And God understands how we're made. Like, okay, there's a sword and there's a person riding a horse, even though he could be riding a, you know, a Mercedes. He's mm-hmm. a horse. I mean, he's just letting us know. when I bring a sword against the land, which could be other things other than a sword, but this just happens to be a sword, and the people of the land choose one of their men and make him a watchman, and he sees the sword coming against the land and blows the trumpet to warn the people. And that's what we've been doing. Look, and when God opened the door and told us he wanted us to do what we're doing right now, he called us a trumpet. So right. Those are words coming out where people are saying, warning, 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 storm, storm, storm. The urgent thing that even Pastor John Kilpatrick, you know, you heard that. Warning, warning. That's what we're doing every day. Warning, warning, warning. And at some point, you just like, take cover, take cover. It's here, it's here. Right. We're going to get through this. Build for 1,000 years, you'll begin to hear. And so then if anyone hears the trumpet, in other words, you hear what's being said, but does not heed to the warning, and the sword comes and takes their life. In other words, you die in the storm. Their blood will be on their own head, which means you could die in these things. A lot of people say, well, you made it through it. And it's like, well, I don't know. 70 million people died, I believe, in World War II. They didn't make it through it. They went to the judgment seat of Christ. You know, the thing is, we just don't know. You just don't know, you know, if your life, we just don't know if our life's going to be called today or tomorrow. But we have to be ready for that. But in verse 5, he says, since they heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not heed the warning, their blood will be on their own head. But if they had heeded the warning, then they would have saved themselves. In other words, God's going, warning, warning, warning. And we go, you know what? Hey, I mean, we could just say, you know, I'm a dirtbag. I should have repented. God, I'm sorry. I don't know what took so long. You know, forgive me. And God goes, all I wanted anyway. That was it. I just wanted to be in relationship with you. Things back right again. And he says in verse 6, but if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes someone's life, that person's life will be taken because of their sin. In other words, that still will happen. But I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood. And so these dreams, these prophetic dreams, are us all trying to warn everybody and tell everybody what God's telling us. And that this is how God spoke to Ezekiel. This is how God's speaking to us. And you can see a lot of those warnings on the VFN torch. But one is Dawn. You know, Dawn is a lady in the Lord that, you know, God's speaking to her. She's totally fresh at hearing the voice of the Lord. And so she's just open to, you know, what God's saying. And she begins to talk about it. And you would think that this particular, and she's from Tampa, you would think that this word would be just for her. But there's a Texas word I'm going to share with you as well, which is identical, which also lines up with what just happened in Canada, which also just lined up with what we just heard in the center of the United States with Stuckelback. Is, she was in her childhood home, and three members of ISIS were coming to her home. So she's immediately trying to hide herself, trying to find. She wasn't scared for her life, but she knew that they were coming. And as she prayed about it, she felt like three things were coming. She felt like famine, financial crisis, and terrorism coming to America. But it was three. What does that represent? Understand, it's all Islamic. Everything that is not of Jesus Christ, everything that's the only way to God is through his son, Jesus Christ. He's the gateway. Jesus said, every other way is a thief and a robber. So it doesn't matter what you call it. Whatever is coming against a nation being fashioned that is not part of the Lord, you know, is of darkness. Mm-hmm. And so you know, you can call it whatever. Don't get all caught up on a title.
All right.
Because somebody could broadside you with a Jesus pen. I thought it was a sword. Just you know, religion is what put Jesus on the cross is what I'm basically saying. And so, you know, and so she's sharing this. And of course you're thinking, well, this is something, you know, that has to do with Dawn and what, you know, God's speaking to her. And he was, but there's two meanings there, because then I think about, you know, Kechara, you know, Bradford out of Texas. And, all of a sudden, God begins to show her that there's this big celebration going on. It's almost when you think about Israel that was, you know, partying and all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, a hand shows up on the wall and puts a warning. It says, you've been weighed in the balances and been found left wanting. And Israel was about to go into captivity. The storm was about to hit Israel. That's what that was. Well, she's in this dream and she's going through this. And I mentioned briefly about this, but think about it in the context of what you're hearing now of God's news behind the news, that you know, all of a sudden this parade turns to everybody go to your home. The loudspeakers came on. There was this voice with an accent saying, go to your homes, that a day of reckoning has come and that ISIS is coming to your homes. Well, think about it. Tampa is hearing this, and these two ladies do not know each other.
Right.
Tampa's hearing this. Texas is hearing this. Houston, Texas is hearing this. And then you hear in Canada, you know, this prophetic warning from the man who attacks these people in the government in Canada, and they said a day of reckoning is coming.
Right.
I mean, you know, put it together. I mean, you know, these things, nothing happens outside the Lord allowing it to happen. He's not doing it, but it can't happen unless God allows it to happen. And then, so you're looking at the synergy of America, the heartland, and that brings me to Demetria Dudeman. You know, we had Michael Badia, his grandson, on VFN TV, but this is a Demetrius Dudeman. He's with the Lord now, but he wrote a book called Through the Fire, I think it's called. We have it on the torch. You can find it. And it's a prophecy over America. And he talks, you know, he was so shocked when he came to America because he thought it would be, this is a Christian nation and this is so wonderful. And he gets here and he goes, it's just sinful. Why did you bring me here? And he came from Romania, I believe. And then God began to show him. New York was on fire, Tennessee, in this dream, these prophetic encounters. New York was on fire, Tennessee was on fire, Florida was on fire, California was on fire. Las Vegas, I think, was on fire. And in regards to this prophetic dream, and then he showed him, and this word is on the torch. You can find this and we'll make it related. But the synergy, the heartland of America, where they're radicalizing and that whole spirit of a storm being fashioned against America. Well, this is what Demetri said. He said that something's going to happen in the heartland that's going to stir up everyone, that they're going to turn the resources to the center of the United States. And then, this is a prophetic word, not mine, it's Demetri Dudeman's, then all of a sudden, while we're focused on the center, then all of a sudden these fires will start. And part of those fires is they found our nuclear reactors and they started, you know, probably terrorism or something of that nature. And you can find the whole word and the accuracy of that. So we got to pay close attention. I know when we first, you know, got on Christian Television Network, I'm saying, we got to get to the heartland. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, okay, all right. No, if we can get to the heartland, if we can get on CTN in the heartland, we can start talking to folks because what they want Christians to do, what they want people who love America and love God to do, or just love America, concept of America, they want to tick you off and punch you, poke you in the chest and get you all riled up. So all of a sudden that you'll respond and then you can kick into another mode and kind of force the agenda. And you don't, I forget the name of the segment, but
don't swing.
Whatever you do, just be calm, trust God. You know, even if it costs you your life, remember that you will be standing in the throne room of God. You don't want to be the one that swings and takes us into a whole another realm. You can defend yourself, but don't just provoke a fight. So then I'm thinking about what God showed me when I was in South Carolina, and God gave me a vision of America and in the heartland. And I was in the heartland, and all of a sudden this little thin tornado appeared, like a pencil thin tornado, and everybody was watching it. They're almost like standing in Colorado looking towards the flatlands of Kansas, because it was flat where we were looking, but it was mountainous, I think, where we were, at least higher. And so everybody was kind of, you know, unintimidated by that. Oh, we can deal with this. This is just ISIS. This is a couple wild, long, whatever they call them, radicals. What do they call them? These long, whatever. What do they call them? Long wolves. You hear over and over, it's like, okay, 10 long wolves is a gang. Well, you know, how many more long wolves we got to have, right?
Right, right.
And besides, look, they just killed our people. Anyway, so then they're looking. This is what God's showing me. Then everybody's looking at this thin tornado. And that thin tornado, so in other words, it is a tornado, but it's something manageable, nothing intimidating. We can get through this. But what they didn't realize what was going to about to happen was the whole sky was just dark. It was a storm. But out of that storm came this thin tornado. But they were looking not at the sky, not at the huge dark clouds. They were looking at that thin tornado. And guess what happened? The entire sky fell. Bam. It hits America. And the heartland of America is still land, but the land turns to water. And it's like the ocean. It's like all of a sudden this huge wave starts going west. And that lines up with, you know, what God has been speaking in some ways to Rick Joyner, talking about, you know, Texas and the southwestern United States. It's going to be a major attack on that part of the country. And we get back from this break, break that we're going to talk about how fragile things really are. We think they're not, you know, oh, we can get through this. And it's like, you'd be surprised something that lasts for 40 seconds could take 40 years to recover from. So you think about it, you know, how could these things happen? And I think about David Wilkerson when he said, we're talking about prophetic warnings of something that's about to go down, and it has been, but it's about to really increase. 2015 is going to be a turbulent physical year. You know, Rick Joyner says, and what we're seeing as well, and it's the last part of the four blood moons that we talked about and all that stuff. And it's just time to go to the woodshed, probably.
You know, definitely.
It's like, okay, you know, I suspended this. I took that. I took your job. You know, I'm just going to have to whip your butt. Right? Spare the rod.
That's right. You hate the child.
Really?
Spare the rod.
Spoil the child. Hate. I'm sorry.
Right to
Pat Hamilton at VFNTV.
It's Proverbs, man.
Yeah, right. If you don't discipline them, you hate them.
Spare the rod. If you spare,
spoil the child.
You hate them.
Oh, it's a new version, the PIV. Anyway, so covering this real quick, like
look it up.
All right. So, how much time does it take for disaster to happen? So often, you know, we think, well, it's going to be this long, continual ranting of, you know, Pat proving he's right, or it's going to be. No, seriously, it's going to be.
Sure, I'm not doing.
No,
I'm saying it wrong.
I'm just playing. I got to use this time.
Okay.
And so, things unfold quickly. I mean, tornadoes. You think about it. You think about Hurricane Ivan and what took place. It was a major. I mean, if you were anywhere in the Gulf Coast, I mean, we have five hurricanes that hit Florida in the Gulf Coast region. Five hurricanes in one season. It was just like you quit saying this will never happen again because you just brace yourself for it to happen again. But one hurricane named Ivan lasted 22 days from the time it was formed to the time it was over. 22 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost $18 billion. Estimated. Wow. $18 billion in damage. I mean, is that more than you got in your checking account? I mean, think about it.
A little bit.
22 days. 22 days. Well, you think about Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Katrina only lasted 7 days. I mean, think about it. Only 7 days. But it cost $125 billion for those 7 days of damage. Mm. We keep on thinking, but we got to help ourselves understand how fragile we are, that we need to humble ourselves before God. We don't need to say, I'll ride this out. I'll stay in rebellion longer. I'll continue to stay in sin. I won't go to the cross. I won't, you know, get rightly related. I'll continue in this religious jargon or whatever. I'll just do my own thing. It's like, don't you understand how fragile we are?
Mm-hmm.
We're very fragile. We're very fragile. And 9/11, when those two planes hit the Twin Towers, that was 18 minutes. That was 18 minutes. And you know how much that cost America, including the thousands of lives that were taken? Thousands of lives in 18 minutes. $3.3 trillion of damage estimated to be it. Thousands of lives.
Wow.
$3.3 trillion, 18 minutes. Or you think about Joplin, the hurricane, the Joplin, Missouri, and the tornado event that came, and it was an E5 in Missouri, an E5 tornado that lasted 38 minutes. 38 minutes, and it cost $1 billion in damage. $1 billion, and took lives, and it was just tragic. Or you think, I mean, come on now, World War I. I mean, come on, that's like, everybody, you just think, well, that lasts forever. No, it's just these recent wars that last forever. But World War I, it took 16 million people's lives, and it lasted 15 months. Our involvement, America's involvement, 15 months. I mean, think about that. Wow. Amazing. Well, you think about World War II, okay, 3.5 years. 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Shorter than the payments for a car, 5-year note on a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't even know. It probably is. 71 million people dead in 3.5 years. And you think about World War I, that's also the time the influenza blew in, where 50 million people died in addition to that.
Right.
Or just think about this. It rained 40 days and 40 nights, and every man, every business, every house, every animal, everything, that did not enter in to God's plan died. God provides a way. He provides a way. That's what he's talking about through Ezekiel. He provides a way. But the thing about it is, you know, Noah preached what, for 120 years? He taught for 120 years. And people think, well, nobody's responding to Ezekiel, so Ezekiel's not of God. Nobody's responding to Jeremiah, therefore Jeremiah's not from God. Nobody's responding to Noah. Noah's got animals at his church. You know, he's got animals. That could not be God. I mean, he's got giraffes and stuff like that. That's not, Noah's not of God. I mean, that's what the people would say. They would say that. As a matter of fact, everybody on the face of the earth other than Noah and his total 8 family members. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know. I mean, obviously, the family wasn't full. I mean, one of the benefits they got, the fact that they was related to Noah. Because we find out after the flood, they had a few issues.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all sinned. We've all fallen short. And God even said after the flood, you know, men are evil. We're evil. And we need a redeemer. But understanding this, that it just took 40 days and 40 nights. Not a whole year, not 6 months, not 38. It just took 40 days. That's like a month and a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about what David Wilkerson said, who's with the Lord now, and he's a prophet that's cried out for years. And people kind of responded to David by going, you know, he's just always, you know, said that. And the very same people that say that, and just, you know, real godly folks responded to him like, you know, that's David. He's just always doing that. But as soon as these things come to pass, they remember David and they go, that's exactly what David said. And it's like, yeah, but you actually lessened the warning to all the people that saw your television program, that heard your teaching from a pulpit. And now that it happened, now you're in agreement with David when you should have been in agreement with David when David was prophesying the word of the Lord and saying, this is what God said. And how many people, because we don't join in with what God says and we just speak against the prophet until it does happen, and then we agree and say, yeah, that prophet was right. This is what Ezekiel 33 says. It says that your pastor, you, or this Christian or that person, their blood will be against you. You'll be on your hands. You could have stood in agreement. You could have said, this is true. Mm-hmm. But if you go right up front, you go, this is true. This is the word of the Lord. Or you say, well, I don't really know, but this is what 50,000 folks are saying they're hearing from the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 people you can trust. You know, you're obligated to go listen to the watchman. Because if you don't know, that means you're not a watchman. Like Pastor John Kilpatrick said, the evil watchman. Remember in Sons of Solomon, when she goes out looking for her bridegroom and the evil watchman, she says, where is he? Where is he? You know, and then the evil watchman says, I don't know where he's at. And if you don't know where Jesus is at, then you don't know Jesus. Right. And if you don't know what God's saying, if you don't know what the Lord's saying, you got to find out. Why aren't you hearing what God's saying? We should be crying because God is just shouting to us and letting us know. And the reason why he's letting us know now that we can turn back to God. We can say, Lord, here we are. Lord, forgive. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, it only takes seconds for things to happen that could take decades and generations to get over. But if we humble ourselves, God will just hear from heaven, heal our land. He'll stop this storm that's been fashioned against us. That's why he sent watchmen on the wall to be able to warn us. Understand this in the end, that their blood will be either on your hands and their head if they don't repent, or just their head if you warn and they don't repent. But my hopes is that everybody will repent and come into the presence of the Lord, and the Lord will stop this plan, this intended plan of the adversary against our nation. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.